Good morning, 9:13 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from the folks at Sun Group, Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions. And joining us on the line, we have Keith Beaumont. How's it going, sir?
It's going great, James. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing well. I hear you're busy setting up an auction. Where are you working right now?
Yes, sir. So we are working on an auction that we're going to have tomorrow. This is just right south of Eureka. The exact address actually is 791 Q75 Road. It's real easy to get to. Again, that's just south of Eureka, kind of around that Climax area. So we're going to be working on getting that put together and getting that finished up for today. So if you're interested in something, you want to drive by and look at it today. Today's a great day, and we'll be around, or someone should at least be around. So I'm going to be kind of brief today, but I do want to at least cover some of the things that'll be in that auction. And then I want to talk about some of the upcoming stuff that we have. And so briefly on this auction, you know, we've got a couple nice Dodge Dakota pickups in there. One of these trucks has got the V8, one of them's got the V6, one of them's a four-door, one of them's extended cab, so a little bit different, but both, one of them's an 02 and one of them's a 2000, so about the same type of year there, same body style and all that. Good little trucks. I think they would make even someone's kid a first good vehicle, so check those out. We've got a mini excavator that's going to be in this one. It's one of the, what I would consider a little bit on the larger side, but it's a real good one. It's a good machine, fires right up. I think it'd make someone a real good machine for addition to the business or the farm. So if you're looking for a Mini-X, check that one out. It's a good one. There's an Alice Chambers HD5 track loader that's going to be in this. And so the thing with it, too, it's going to, what we say it's going to sell is dead. It's not going to be running. They thought they were going to have that thing running before the auction. Turns out that there was a starter issue, and the gentleman that's doing the auction is an older gentleman that has some health issues and wasn't able to get the starter replaced on it. He thought he could take it off and get it rebuilt, but wasn't able to do that. So that one's going to sell the way that it is. He claims that that's all it is. If that was fixed, it would run. So if you're interested, you know, you'd be the judge. But anyways, that's the situation with that one. So also got a D17 Alice Chambers Series 3 tractor that'll be in this one, and it does run. It's been kept up in the barn. There's a Dodge D500 grain truck. It's only got 39,000 miles on this grain truck. It's got the hoist and all that stuff. Works real good on it. Also have a nice little Kubota tractor. And I don't know how many horsepower this little tractor is. It's a little diesel tractor. It's an L225. I'm sure someone out there listening knows exactly how big that is. I'm going to guess probably around 20 horsepower. Maybe it's 25, but probably around 20, I think. It's a smaller tractor, handy for just a lot of different things. I can think of a lot of uses for that little tractor. Also, too, I want to talk about, we had an additional tractor that they told me yesterday that was going to be added into the auction that wasn't originally advertised. We have an international tractor that just got put in yesterday. It's got a front-end loader with it. Seems like it's probably, and I don't know exactly, but I'm going to say probably somewhere around a 50-horse tractor. Again, that just got added in, so it wasn't advertised, but that will be in the sale, is what I was told yesterday. Other than that, guys, we've got like a Hellstock trailer, a couple homemade trailers, Craftsman lawnmower, manure spreader. We've got just some little farm attachments. Box blade, just your regular straight blade. We've got some attachments. We've got a backhoe attachment that goes on the Alice Chambers track loader, but also fits onto the D17 Alice Chambers tractor. So that fits on more than just the track loader. Also, we have a nice cement mixer. This is a 3-point cement mixer, and to me, I just really love it because if you have a tractor, that is, but if you have a tractor, I really like these because you just get the PTO going, get your concrete rolling in there. And the nice thing about this, it's got a cylinder on it. So wherever you're going to take it, you can just dump the concrete, dump the mud right wherever you need to. It's real easy to get it moved around. So this, I think, comes in super handy for those guys out building fence. And, you know, you're going to be mixing a little bit of mud. You can simply just do it with this thing right there behind the tractor and back right up to the hole and get it dumped in there. So super handy for that or many other things. So Guys, other than that, there's just going to be some other miscellaneous stuff. I think we got a few tools, not a lot. I think we even have a 3/4-inch socket set. We've got some saddles in there. One of those saddles is an Aussie saddle. So, yes, this is what's going to be coming up in this auction. Again, this Saturday, this is going to be this Saturday at 9:30. Now, I do also want to say that if you're interested in something in this sale, show up early because this one will definitely get over quick. It won't take us long. There's not a lot of little stuff in this auction. So if you're interested in something, I would recommend showing up at 9:30 when the auction starts. Otherwise, you may miss whatever you're interested in. So, again, you can check that one out, guys, by getting on our website, but also you can get on Facebook for those that use Facebook. I know a lot do and a lot don't. So either way, you can do that. And if you get on Facebook, if you go to Keith Belmont Realtor / Auctioneer Sun Group, you're going to find it. There's more pictures there probably than anywhere. And you can get some more information on that. Or just give me a call if for some reason you're having problems or you don't use either one of those and I can find a way to get it to you. We're also got cell bills scattered everywhere, too. So coming ahead, guys, looking into the following Saturday, this is going to be April 27th. We've got a nice personal property auction down in Longton. Again, this will be not this Saturday, but the next one. And this has got some good stuff in it. We've got an 06 Terry Dakota camper that's got the slide out on it. Nice camper. John Deere 4040 tractor. This got a loader with it and also has air. So this thing will be ready to go to the hayfield this year. And for those that's rode in them cabs that doesn't have air, it sure makes for a long evening when you're in the hayfield. This one does have air. So that one's, again, a tractor that's ready to go to the field. We've got a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. We've got guns, 12-gauge 22s. There's guns in there, one that I guarantee you just couldn't live without, right? Gun safes, some ammunition. We've got a gas golf cart. We've got a Kawasaki four-wheeler. Some antique wooden lures for those that collect wooden lures. We've got quite a few of those. A lot of other little collectibles. We got Western knives. I know a lot of people collect those. Just comic books. We've got one of those old railroad lanterns. Rototiller. I know that's that time of the year that you need to be out using your tiller. We've got one of those that runs real nice. Just a lot of good stuff that's going to be in here. Some cookie jars. One other thing that I think is pretty cool. We've got some Texas Ranger badges on here. Now, to me, these are the real deals. Says it's silver on the back of it, throwing silver. So, anyways, I think they're pretty cool, but you be the judge. So, anyways, it's kind of briefly what's going to be in that auction. Also, I want to add in that auction on the 27th here that we have added something to that. We just got it out, got it on some internet. It's not on the sell bills because it originally wasn't going to be in the auction, but we just added this as of a couple days ago, and I think some pictures went out of it yesterday. But we've got a 2018 Chevy pickup. It's a four-door. It's a 6.0 gas. It's got the Butler bed on the back of it, Butler hay bed. And it's also got a cake feeder on it. So this thing is set up and ready to go to work. It's a nice truck. It's got 139,000 miles on it. It just got put in. So I wanted to mention it. If you're looking for a nice speed truck, a four-door, obviously it's four-wheel drive, of course. But again, if you're looking for that, boy, this would be a good one for you. We got the Butler bed. It's not all rusted out or anything like that. I mean, this thing's been taken care of. A nice cake feeder on it. And I believe the bed was bought brand new when they had purchased the truck, is my understanding anyways. And another thing about it, it's got brand new tires. Now, this was just done in the last couple days. The stickers are still on them. So, again, check that one out if you're in the market for that. So, also, I had been mentioning that we have an auction coming up that's going to have a lot of different mounts in it, wild game mounts, you know. So we do have that one out now. If you get on the website, again, Facebook, encourage you to go there to get a lot of pictures. This auction is now out. We've got several different mounts from elk, buffalo, white-tailed deer, pronghorn, wild hog, turkey, pheasant, you name it, there's just about everything. Some bass, trout. We've got all kinds of different mounts in here. There's even a badger. So quail, I mean, bobcat, we've got lots of those kind of things that's going to be in that auction, along with a lot of nice guns, from rifles to even some handheld pistols. I think there's, roughly like around 17 different guns, so plenty of that stuff. And also a lot of really nice furniture, nice bedroom sets, so the dressers and all that, real wood, some really cool lamps. And when I say that, I mean to me they're cool because they're everything's based around hunting. So when you look at these things, there'll be a picture of a duck on it or a deer or some type of wildlife, a moose. So anyways, check it out. We've even and we've got a couple little trailers in that, little dump trailers, two little dump trailers. We've got a nice 61-inch Skag lawnmower. That's one to look at. It's upcoming. That one's going to be on May the 4th. But just wanted to let everyone know that we do officially have that out right now. So if you want to go check it out, go through there and look at the pictures. If you have any questions, you know, let me know. All the proceeds to this auction is going to be donated to the Butler Community College. So the money's all going in a good spot as well. So, if you have any questions about any of this stuff, I know that was a lot and seemed like it was kind of rapid fire, but I wanted to get everyone updated. We've got a lot going on right now, but I want to keep everyone kind of in the loop of what's going on. And if you have any questions about any of these sales or the items, or and I've been talking a lot about personal property auctions, but if it's real estate auctions, if you're, you know, looking at auctioning your land off, or if you're just looking to list land, you know, we do it either way, by traditional listing or by auction, you know, feel free to reach out to me and give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. So, and you can reach me on my cell phone at 316-680-5131. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Again, that's 316-680-5131. We have an office just right downtown in Fredonia, just right across from the courthouse on the northwest part of the square. So easy to find there. We have actually two locations. We have another location in El Dorado. So again, if we can be of any help, if you need more information, don't hesitate to reach out to us.
All right, Keith. Well, hey, that is a great update. Best luck in setting up that auction that's coming up here. And lots of great stuff. I appreciate you sharing with that, with us as always. And best luck here this weekend.
All right, James. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing some of these people out there tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. Well, you take it easy, and we'll talk at you next week.
All right.
All right, you take care. That is Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions. And we always appreciate getting to talk with Keith each and every Friday here at this time. We do have more open lines straight ahead. Keep it right here on KGGF.